K-State Nation, happy Friday, happy weekend. This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday, August 22nd. Yes, it's the 22nd, 2025. That means just a little less of recording this postcast, just a tad over 24 hours until kickoff, Erie Football Classic, K-State, Iowa State. Before that, we got to get to another winning postcast edition. That's right, winning postcast edition. This is your first time on this podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode. It's going to be a busy Friday for yours truly here. So I feel like I got so much to do, but thankfully, again, PTO, got so much to do today. But anyways, before I get jumped into that, well, the day is going to start off with a winning postcast. Once again, the Kasemwood soccer team does it yet again, this time on the road. How about let's run it back three times in a row? The same score as they defeat South Dakota last night on the road in Vermillion, South Dakota, 2-0. So three games in a row to start off the year, K-State handles all their opponents and still, newsflash nation, newsflash USA, newsflash Big 12, K-State has yet to give up a goal, and that's been yet to give up a goal in 2025, and it's thanks to Maddie Sibling, the goalkeeper. Her episode's going to come out tomorrow as part of game day Saturday. That's already been recorded, so her episode's going to come out. Obviously, she was named, spoiler alert, Big 12 goalkeeper of the week. But how about the first road game and silence all that? 2-0 in this ball game there at First Bank and Trust Soccer Complex there. Three games in a row. Who had that on a big card? How about that? Three games. And that's to start off, kick off the season there as well. And this is the first time it's won three games in a row in a season, second time in program history. And you got to go back to 2018, the last time they did this as well. K-State now has won, and this stat blew me away here. Despite the ups and downs of this program, this blew me away right here. K-State has won now five straight road openers. Dating back, obviously, when Mike DeBene was head coach of this team, was the program, back in 2021. This time, K-State did not wait to the second half to score the goal. They scored late in the first half there. And guess, take a wild guess who did it. Hannah Palmer put it in the net. I guess I said it yesterday, in the last postcast. Hannah Palmer is going to be wrecking havoc. She did it again. Put it in the net. Second game, they call it a game winning. I don't call it that. Second game, well, I almost called it a second game in a row that she has scored a goal right there. And then Allison Marshall also, let me see here before I get, Allison Marshall put in the insurance in the 51st minute there, as well as K-State shuts out their third straight opponent, and putting South Dakota now all ones in the record books for them, 1-1-1. Well, your K-State women's soccer team, K-State Nation, 3-0, and hopefully K-State on the football field can keep the winning vibes going tomorrow morning in Dublin, Ireland. How about that, folks? Hannah Palmer, no assists on the goal in the first half, and then Allison Marshall added the goal number two of the night, assist by McKinnon Braswell there as well in this ball game here. Shots, K-State 14-9 over the Coyotes. Saves, how about Maddie Sibling yet again, outstanding. And Maddie Sibling came on, was one of the players that came on late to this team, onto this roster, oh, by the way. So there's that, 5-4 in the saves, corner kicks, despite South Dakota out corner kicking K-State 6-1, offsides, nothing, fouls. K-State 9-5 in that category there. But hey, K-State 2, South Dakota nothing. And that is the third consecutive game that nothing changed. K-State wins, the scores stay the same, and a putt opponent can't get a goal in the net. Eddie Greer, the third Pro Project Podcast postcast edition here on this Friday. So a busy day for the podcast, obviously. I've already recorded these. Oh, well, obviously working on this one. Recorded these, so big Friday for this podcast again. Go ahead, hit that subscribe and like button. Hit the alarm bell every time we update content. Y'all be first to be notified about that as well. How about that, folks? There as well here. Let me see here. Colin Corbin now as an overall head coach. Over 500 there. And K-State's dismal road record as a program bettered by one win there. There as well. But, hey, how about this? K-State entered the intermission with a lead for the first time in a long-ass time. It feels like, anyway, since the UCF match last year there as well. K-State 11-4-3 against the Summit League there as well. And K-State, five out of their six goals this year. Again, it's early, but five out of the six goals coming in the second half. So K-State knows how to get it done in the second half. So you better jump on them while you can, because K-State knows how to get it done in the second half. And it's been proven here through three games of the 2025 season. K-State 3-0, undefeated to start the season there. Let me see if we can find a post here as well. Colin Corbin after the ball game here saying, quote, "The biggest thing we have continued to build on is our mentality. We didn't play our best soccer this evening, but the team stayed committed to the grind and found a way to get a result on the road." That's what you gotta do on the road. When you're bringing the road team, that's sometimes what you gotta do. At times when you're not playing your best ball, whether that's baseball, football, we're gonna see the Cats in action tomorrow morning, or you know the dress. We've seen plenty of college sports over the years. You don't play your best ball. But when it gets down to nitty gritty, we have to have it. Have to have your best performance at that time right there. You get it, right? So K-State women's soccer, even though they didn't play their best ball, but hey, you get a win like this on the road, that's huge there as well. And obviously, Coach Corbin talked about, again, in the presser yet last night, how about the combination of Hannah Palmer and Mabry Williams right there as well? And then how about Allison Marshall getting into the fun there as well? And I've been high on this defense, really, since Mike DeBeany started out this program. Because, like I said all along, the defense is why, you know, if they can put goals in the net, defense, I don't think opponents can get through this defense. And Coach Colin Corbin talked about it, and we'll end it with that. Quote, "Our program has really committed to defending as a team from the front line to the back line, and our goalkeeper, when we don't have the ball, there is a collective mindset to work their butt off to go and win the ball back. This group is starting to take great pride in protecting our own goal, and it's been really fun to watch." Their end quote there as well. So there it is. There it is, folks. So we'll see. We'll see if they can get this going. Because right now, after three games, nobody has scored against Kansas State. And can K-State continue to rock and roll? So they're through one hurdle of this four-game road trip. Next, UMass. Next Thursday. They don't even play the next Thursday at UMass. At 6 p.m. there. We'll preview it, obviously, next week there as well. So, head coach Colin Corbin, you couldn't ask for a better start. 3-0. And I'm taking a tie out of it, because that don't make sense. Until they tie it, we're gonna say 3-0 for right now. After another third consecutive 2-0 win, this time on the road against South Dakota. The Pro Project Podcast, once again, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, make sure you do subscribe. We're going to be busy all weekend long. First game, yeah, I'm with several people. Yes, it's week zero. I don't like it, but the opening week of college football starts off with K-State tomorrow morning. So ESPN, 11 a.m. I've already did a pregame pod of that. That will come out tonight. So there's that there as well. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, and then, of course, the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Process Podcast there. And pass the word along to fellow K-State fans, students, and incoming freshmen about this podcast. K-State 2, South Dakota nothing. This has been another women's soccer episode, Postcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. House Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for tuning in to another Postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.